Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny, high of about 86 degrees. Kenosha's clear skies right now in 66, some fog in Burlington where it's 59. 66 clear in Milwaukee, Racine also clear, 67 degrees. The Racine Unified School Board has voted to create a special 7-member committee for designating geographic voting districts related to board seats facing a November 1st deadline as mandated by the state legislature in front of the April 2016 election and needing to get these recommendations into the board by the October 5th work session. Dennis Weiser tried but failed to have the task handled by an outside company, calling it the quickest and cleanest route to go.
What comes out of this redistricting will be examined closely by the community, by the state, probably even the state legislature. So I think it behooves us to find the cleanest, simplest possible process for doing this.
Kim Plunkey, though, citing experience with two state legislative redistrictings, said that a committee can handle the job.
I think that probably the best exercise in democracy is forming a committee, having public noticed meetings for that committee. But basically, I can see the school board functioning similarly to all the other local municipalities that we've got in our area and in the state, and I think we can do it too.
Board members Weiser and Mike Frontier voting against the committee doing the work instead of having an outside company do it. The 7-member panel will consist of Board President Melvin Hargrove and two other members, Racine Unified's attorney, a business staff member, and two citizens. The committee will pick its chair at its first meeting. The head football coach at Racine Horlick High School has been suspended for a game because of what's reported to have been a racially insensitive comment made to officials last Friday about an illegal hit by one of his defensive backs on a Burlington receiver. The suspension of Brian Fletcher is by the Racine Unified School District for his comment quoted by MyRacineCounty.com about whether his player would have been penalized if he'd been a Caucasian. Fletcher's team was about to lose the game, and the remark led to his ejection for unsportsmanlike conduct, his second such penalty of the contest. The Burlington player, taken off the field on a stretcher, but has since been cleared to practice. The American Lung Association of Wisconsin providing school districts around the state free air quality flags. These can be flown to help students, teachers, even the community know if there is a problem with the air quality on a given day.
Going to school with football practice outside and track practice outside, on those unhealthy air quality days, it's a good idea to either limit the time outside, make sure you're providing a lot of breaks, especially for children with asthma or other lung diseases, or maybe moving things inside if you can.
The Lung Association's Katie Halverson says the color-coded flags are pretty simple ways to tell the air quality. For more information or to sign up for the ALS flag program, call 1-800-LUNG-USA. This is the start of the new school year. It also means it's fall tourism season. It's coming very, very quickly. A lot of things going to be happening. Here's Andrew Beckett.
Behind summer, fall is the second biggest tourist season for the state. Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett says a big part of that is the vibrant fall colors.
There is just something about our Great Lakes, our 15,000 lakes, rivers, and streams, you know, our environment that makes these colors shine. And Wisconsin doubles that, aside from the great fall colors, with these fall festivals.
There's also apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and of course, corn mazes.
We have some of the biggest that this country has ever seen. We've had a Guinness Book of World Record corn maze.
Tourism brought in over $18 billion to the state's economy last year. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Milwaukee Common Council expected to vote in 3 weeks on a city plan to spend $47 million for a new downtown arena for the Bucks. The council's Steering and Rules Committee hearing last night from folks on both sides of the issue. The Common Ground Group calling on city leaders to vote down the plan okayed by the legislature. Spokesperson Jennifer O'Hare saying that Bucks owners Mark Lastry, Wes Edens, and Jamie Dienen are, in her words, New York billionaire hedge fund owners who have the resources to build this arena themselves. And on tonight's Racine Common Council agenda is a communication from Alderman Henry Perez to reconsider the August 3rd vote against rezoning for a proposed CVS pharmacy at Ohio Street and Washington Avenue, recommended for referral to a committee of the whole meeting, but Perez hoping to take it up right away with a suspension of the rules. Rezoning for the permit was needed to allow consideration of a conditional use, and without it, the City Plan Commission again voted to receive and file on the permit issue. Report is also on the council's agenda for tonight. Racine police continue investigating a car pedestrian accident from late yesterday afternoon in the 200 block of North Memorial Drive. Initial reports indicate a woman in her mid-40s suffered some serious but not life-threatening injuries and was taken by paramedics to the emergency room at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints, the victim striking the windshield of the northbound car based on visible damage. A Racine man facing his fifth operating while intoxicated charge, his vehicle striking a parked car nearly hitting a home Sunday afternoon. 33-year-old Travis Christian in court yesterday. Charges along with operating with a revoked license. Court documents had police called to the 1500 block of Indiana Street. After crashing, Christian left the area on foot, telling officers later that he left because bystanders were screaming at him and he felt threatened. He wasn't hurt. He was taken to the county jail. He'll be back in court on September the 9th. Wisconsinites who purchased memberships in a variety of travel clubs are going to be getting at least some of their money back. That after a settlement of a lawsuit over deceptive marketing practices. The story on this from Pat Curtis.
Justice plans to distribute $1.8 million to eligible residents who were victimized by Illinois-based Travel Services Incorporated. The money was recently obtained under a court order resolving cases that the state filed in Outagamie and Waukesha counties. Wisconsin residents who purchased memberships in the Castaways Vacations Club, Phoenix Vacation Club, or Outrigger Vacation Club are eligible for payments from the restitution fund and should be contacted by the State Department of Justice. Pat Curtis, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pleasant Prairie's fire and rescue operation is not conducting a fundraiser by calling folks in the village, and they're warning anybody in the Pleasant Prairie Fire Rescue, anybody who gets one of these calls, don't give out your personal information or your money. Anyone receiving a call like this from somebody who claims to be raising money for the department, you should contact Pleasant Prairie Police. They're also saying that if anybody is able to capture the telephone number from the caller ID, that would help in their investigation. And a county clerk down in Kentucky's got a choice to make today when she gets in for work. Abide by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision or potentially face some time in jail.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis made headlines for refusing to comply with court orders from federal judges, appeals court judges, and the U.S. Supreme Court, and to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She said allowing them to marry was against her Christian ethics, and furthermore that her refusal was not a major burden on the couples since Kentucky has about 136 other places to obtain a marriage license. Today, Davis risks losing her job, possibly a fine or even jail time if she continues to refuse to issue licenses for the couples, some of whom have said they will try again today. Scott Carr, Washington.
WRJN News updates are on Twitter at WRJN News, and our newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. I'm Tom Cargo, AM 1400 WRJN News.